This is the Outsource Accelerator Podcast, exploring business and outsourcing mastery. Let's do it. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator Podcast. This is episode number 136. My name is Derek Gallimore of Outsource Accelerator, of course, and today we are talking to Ben Husson of Aptus. Aptus is a kind of high value, high end boutique outsourcing BPO. Ben, interestingly, has been working in the outsourcing industry pretty much from the early days of the industry, which surprisingly isn't that long ago. It was in about 2000 that he got a job with Teleperformance. So, you know, it's a really interesting discussion about the history of outsourcing. And I'm probably a little bit biased. It's maybe not that interesting in general, but I reckon someone should write a book about the history of outsourcing, because it really is quite an incredible journey from a commercial perspective. But anyway, that's a rabbit hole and a side note. Enjoy this chat with Ben Husson. And of course, if you want any of the contact details or show notes, then go to outsourceaccelerator.com/133. Welcome back, everybody. Today we are joined by Ben Husson of Aptus. Hi, Ben. How are you?
All good. Thanks for getting me into your podcast, Eric.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for joining us. And Ben, you're a managing director of Aptus, and we're going to hear more about that, of course. But can you, I suppose, initially just introduce yourself? You've had a long and illustrious career in outsourcing, so I think you've pretty much been with it since the beginning of the industry. So I really want to tap into your experience and knowledge in that respect. But yeah, just introduce yourself and how you came to be the managing director of Aptus.
Sure. Well, started out just like any other call center agent, at the very bottom of the organization. And that was way, way back in the year 2000, when the call center industry was not even known to the public. They don't even know what it is all about. And from there, I rose through the ranks, grew my career in the BPO industry, been in one department to the other, from operations department, workforce, analysis, quality, finance, business development, and so on, until such a time that I was actually employed by this call center for an American computer manufacturer, and it dawned on me that there are no small to medium-sized outsourcing solutions provider out there that can cater to small to medium business outsourcing requirements.
Because it was just the giants back in, certainly in 2000, wasn't it? It was the big multinationals only that had access to outsourcing.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I could mention the name of the company, but yeah, they do have a lot of clients on the small to medium space. But I started to feel that there's more to outsourcing solutions for this segment of the market when they took out their technical support service for the small to medium size, because they're cutting costs. This was back during the American recession.
So
I thought, okay, perhaps there's something that I can do. It took me some time to get the idea to get off the ground, but well, now it's Aptus. But that's how it all started.
Fantastic. And so, what, like, can you paint a picture of what it was like in 2000? Because it in some ways only feels like yesterday, but actually now you look back and it's kind of 18 years ago. But it is easy to forget quite how young this entire industry is, really. It is really only kind of 20, 25 years old, isn't it? What was it like back then?
Back then, honestly, it was like we were pioneers, explorers. All of us doesn't even know what to do next, our labor laws in the Philippines is not suitable to the outsourcing industry back then. We kept changing our employment contracts. The infrastructure back then is not as good as now. And we needed to do a lot of stuff back then just to provide the service to the clients on an efficient and timely manner. One moment, you're an agent taking call. The next moment, you're training the next batch. And imagine, this is with a big company that's way 7,000 FTEs now. But back then, we were just one floor in Ortigas Center. And there was no structure. There was just really no structure. I was an agent. Suddenly, the following day, my team leader told me, "You're doing a good job. Okay, starting tomorrow, you're a resolution expert."
Yeah.
I said, okay.
And that's kind of nice in industries where there is, you know, like when industries get a bit old, they get a bit over controlled and over structured and over, you know, like I suppose in these young industries when it's all a little bit crazy, it's everything's a bit by the seat of its pants. Yeah, I mean, I've just looked up Teleperformance and it says it's got 217,000 employees now across 340 locations across 74 countries. It's just, I mean, it's incredible, isn't it, the size of these things. And to think that when you joined, it was kind of everyone's just sort of trying to figure the whole thing out, yeah?
True. We were pretty much in the dark back then. We didn't have learning and development protocols on how we will upskill the level of the employees that we've got, because no one has experience in the call center industry back then. The HR department has no choice except to grab someone out there as long as they can speak good English. They train them to answer calls for customer service.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. Along the way, obviously, as you mentioned, just like any other industry, it will evolve. Policies and structure will start to take shape. So now I believe the industry is, although it's young, it's now better at nurturing the workforce that they've got. Every big BPO company that I've come to know has some sort of a learning and development course or program.
Mm.
So even if you're a high school graduate when you got hired, after a few years, you're pretty confident that you can pretty much work with someone who graduated from a reputable university.
Yeah, and this is why I encourage people to come to the Philippines and outsource to the Philippines. You know, there are new outsourcing destinations popping up. You know, you can go to parts of Africa and parts of Southeast Asia, but there really is kind of 25 years of executive experience that you can tap into in the Philippines, isn't there? Like I suggest that, you know, if people go with someone, you know, like Aptus or Teleperformance, they're really not just getting, you know, a bum on a seat. They're getting the kind of cumulative experience of the 20, 25 years of the industry, aren't they? It's really quite a kind of powerful thing. And people also, you know, I think clients, they underestimate that, the power of that knowledge, yeah? and the knowledge of the specialism.
I agree. I mean, who will actually come over if we haven't built on that experience? So most of the small to medium BPO nowadays, I'm pretty sure most of them were former employees of the big BPOs. And they leverage on that experience. And because of that, they, you know, people from wherever part of the globe can be assured that these people already have world-class experience that can make sure that their service gets delivered on time.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, I'm trying to brand the Philippines as like the Swiss banking of outsourcing, exactly because of that. You know, it's not as big as India, but there's better cultural alignment. You've been doing it almost as long as India. And I think that there's just a higher quality delivery, and you know, there's a lot of executive experience there. So it's certainly a kind of winning formula. And then, you know, the name Teleperformance gives it away, really. And you mentioned this, but you refer to them as call centers. And in the beginning, outsourcing really was just kind of a call center function, yeah.
True. There was no such thing as non-voice email chat support, or even the term BPO. That wasn't even existing back then. As far as we all know, when we were in the agent level, we were all working for a call center company. That's it.
Right. And BPO, you know, if just to clarify for those out there, is business process outsourcing, and it's the concept of taking processes out of a company and becoming very specialized in them in whatever the Philippines. And originally that was just kind of call centers, it was just customer service, but now you're seeing a far broader kind of provision of services, aren't you? So when did BPO become a kind of coined phrase, by the way? I don't actually know that. And what were the original, once it started broadening from just call centers, what were the original tasks that BPOs were taking on?
Basically, back then, it's all about call center. I honestly don't know the exact year as well when the term BPO came into existence, but it started out as call center. Then, after just a few years, when I got hired in Teleperformance, suddenly we were not anymore a call center. We were referred to as contact center industry because we were now receiving emails and chats, not just calls anymore. And then after just a few, and not even a few months actually, I think just weeks, suddenly the term BPO started to come into existence.
Right.
Primarily because there are a lot of other companies that's popping up here and there, and experimenting what they can still outsource to the Philippines. Although we're mainly specializing in call center or contact center, we started to see other forms of operations that's being outsourced to the Philippines, which is good, of course, because that provides a wider range of services for the global market to tap on, and at the same time provide employment to more Filipinos. So
And I see it. I mean, it's a continual upskilling, isn't it? And you can equate it to like China when manufacturing started. They were just doing, I don't know, basic buckets and basic stuff, but now they are manufacturing iPhones better than America could. And there's a similar upskilling in the Philippines in that, you know, before it was maybe customer service and it was done pretty badly, because, you know, there was a sort of, and I still think there's a hangover of people going, oh, we had Philippine call center and it was really bad. But, you know, that was the beginning. Now there's 25 years and of increasing sophistication, but also then increasing skills, broadening skills, and now literally every function within a company can be done with kind of equal effectiveness in the Philippines, yeah.
I agree. I agree. Funny you mentioned about China. It's true. I guess the only difference with China, obviously they're now the manufacturing center of the world among others. That one was pretty much planned on how it will evolve by the government. Here in the Philippines, going back to your question earlier, how did the BPO started to come into existence? Honestly, I don't think you will find any reference material or something that would concretely say that it's in this year and because of this, because of that. A lot of people would claim it's them, politicians or not, but honestly, the industry evolved on its own. And it's only in the past, what, 5 years that the government is actively supporting it and starting to regulate it. But back then, there was nothing. It primarily was a private enterprise, and it evolved.
Yeah. And, you know, the Philippines, like I sort of mentioned this, the Philippines has had a very difficult past. You know, it was colonized by the Spanish, and then it was, you know, had an issue with the Japanese, but also then the Americans after the war. And, you know, it's sort of a kind of a brutal and unfortunate past. But I think because of the alliance with the Americans then, and also the cultural alignment of religion and language, it just became the obvious choice, didn't it? And I suppose then it just naturally evolved, as you said, because of the close cultural alignment, the language alignment, and the kind of existing relations with the US. It just naturally evolved. And then also you can track it to the evolution of telecommunications. Yeah, as soon as it became kind of affordable and viable to have telephone lines spanning the globe, then kind of suddenly popped up this call center stuff. And as the internet developed, there were more and more tasks that were enabled by this technology. So it's kind of fascinating, isn't it? It's interesting, as you say, that it was organic. And I'm sure, as you say, there's a lot of people claiming the kind of glory of saying that they seeded the whole thing. But.
True. Well, funny you mentioned about the colonization. Actually, a friend of mine, the CEO of one of the publicly listed BPO company in Indonesia, was last year when we were in the ASEAN forum, we were joking with each other that fortunately Philippines got colonized by the right country because of the Americans, as you said. So we got the English language, and of course the affinity after the colonization we remained. So businesses from the United States was the first ones to actually outsource compared to them. They were colonized by another European country, not English speaking.
Right.
So it's the wrong country.
Yeah.
And they got colonized again by another European country, another wrong one. Because nowadays, who speaks Portuguese? There isn't much that would outsource Portuguese speaking or that kind of language to you. So from there, as you said, it all fell into place with the advent of technology, the telecommunications, the internet. Everything fell into place, which led to the evolution of the BPO industry in the Philippines.
Fascinating, isn't it? And now, you know, it is such an incredible industry, isn't it? Because it's white collar, it's professionalized, it employs a lot of people on relatively high salaries, and there are good career ladders, and it keeps people at home instead of them having to be sent off like the OFWs. It is an incredible industry, isn't it? And, you know, this is what I'm saying to people overseas, is it really is recognized as that in the Philippines, and there's a lot of government support. So it's a good industry to be in, isn't it?
I agree. The question now is, from here, where does the BPO industry will go?
Yes.
And I do believe that we are in another type of industrial revolution. That's just my own opinion. But I guess it's the digital transformation that's happening around the globe. I think there's more into the BPO industry in the Philippines than what you see now.
Yeah, well, it's just evolving so fast, isn't it? And, you know, I think you can see that in your Aptus as well, you know, because if it was 20 years ago, you'd be doing phone calls, but now Aptus is sort of, you know, you're leading the march with AI, you're doing a whole sort of myriad of high value services. The whole thing is just changing so fast, isn't it? As is business generally. But fascinating. So I actually want to get you back. We're sort of running a little bit over time now, but I want to get you back to exactly discuss Aptus and deep dive into that. And then maybe we can get you back again to deep dive into AI and exactly where this whole industry is going. But if people want to contact you in the meantime, how can they get in touch?
Just feel free to send an email at sales@aptus.ph or call us at or check our website, www.aptus.ph.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Ben. And all of those contact details are in the show notes, of course. Thanks for your time, Ben.
No worries.
Okay, hope you enjoyed that. That was episode number 133 with Ben Husson of Aptus. If you want to get in touch with Ben, then of course just go to the show notes at outsourceaccelerator.com/133. And if you want to ask us anything or get in touch, then of course just email us at ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.